state Senate Democrats tried to force a vote to repeal the state's new tax on pensions, but they failed. Think we're going to hear more about this from voters, Jack?
Well, that's what the Democrats hope, Rena. They knew that they would get no place with this in the Republican-controlled legislature, but they did this for a couple perhaps shrewd political reasons. It makes the Republicans look bad. We know from polling that the governor's move to tax pensions was wildly unpopular, and it also potentially hurts the governor next year if Democrats ever find a gubernatorial candidate.
Indeed. Well, Michigan's home foreclosure rate is no longer among the nation's worst. We are 16th now. Should we be celebrating, Jack?
Well, this is more a case, I would think, of less bad news than good news. So the slide has sort of stopped, but still 16th is, while it's still worse than more than half the states, and things are getting a little better slowly. Most of the, of course, the early rush of foreclosures, there are a lot of those subprime mortgages, but the fact that there is still a significant amount of them, I think, is still cause for concern.
Now, finally, Michigan got a federal stamp of approval to build that much-contested bridge between Detroit and Windsor. Is that fight over, Jack?
Well, the fight isn't over. This is a huge victory for Governor Snyder, for people behind the new bridge, a defeat for Matty Maroon, certainly. But the fight is never over till it's over, and with Mr. Maroon, it's never over. There's two things going on. He's got a federal and a state lawsuit filed, and he's going to, of course, ask those judges to issue an injunction to prevent any construction starting. And before construction can start on the Canadian side, the Canadian government has to take over some properties which are owned by Mr. Maroon. He very shrewdly bought up some property over there they're going to need for the bridge. And as is the case in America, Canada can claim those properties by using eminent domain by the government taking them. But you know that Mr. Maroon will sue in court too for that. And so there's a lot of brush to be cleared, but this was the last major hurdle, and it makes it look more and more likely that a bridge will actually be built. It probably, best case scenario, isn't going to be open for traffic till 2017 or 2018.
Yeah. Well, Jack, I like to think of you as my Saturday morning bridge over troubled waters.
I just hope you'll be willing to drive me when the bridge opens, Rena.
Have a good weekend.
You too.